a Colombian customs worker entered a surprise guilty plea this week, admitting he took bribes and funneled more than $1 million in drug money. The plea came on day two of the trial, before anticipated information on corrupt activity between U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration agents and their informants could be uncovered. Authorities were tipped off to the defendant, Omar Ambuila, after his daughter flaunted luxury items on her social media pages. Jenny Ambuila posted photos of herself carrying designer handbags, taking luxury vacations, and driving a $330,000 Lamborghini. She wrote in a 2017 Facebook post, "People assume that because they can't make it, you can't make it either. Prove them wrong." Along with a photo of the Lamborghini. But that lifestyle didn't match the University of Miami's graduate's actual financial situation or her father's, who was earning about $2,000 a month as mid-level customs supervisor in Colombia. Prosecutors say a large amount of the funds used to buy the Lamborghini came from the Florida-based nephew of a known contraband smuggler in Colombia. The court proceedings were supposed to shed light on a scandal that resulted in more than a dozen federal agents being disciplined or ousted from their jobs for a range of misconduct during DEA money laundering investigations around the world. In Tampa federal court Tuesday, Ambuila reportedly showed no emotion as the U.S. District Court judge mentioned the large amount of money the Justice Department spent preparing for a trial to end after only 2 days. Ambuila was extradited to the U.S. from Colombia in 2023. He faces up to 20 years in prison at an April sentencing.